Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio. What it is, man? Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 21, that man equals music, activism, and news. That's the abbreviation and the acronym. And for those who are listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with comments, questions, or concerns. Send music to MP3 format. Send it, music or commercials, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. I have three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. Now, I am going to at least let you know that you can listen to Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can also check out the YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram is J.R. Alfred Porter. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. You can also Facebook Kent and Angelica, the Facebook of hhworkshoprecords.com. You could also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio for past episodes, or that www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The web page is blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Pete Weeks, Super Producer, Pete Weeks. BBCI Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. So there you go. And my thing is, as we get things together right now in our location, and I want to let people know that you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Of course, you can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. And also www.templabor.org. If you need a job, www.templabor.org. Also thelogtv.com for entertainment news. And we are Cleveland. Power Groove Records is the YouTube channel. YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. And the Twitter page is of none other than Al Porter Jr. 1. That's Al Porter JR1. Now, with that being said, let me stop and give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. What went on from last Monday to this Monday, and what is upcoming that people are looking for and forward to that might be looming within the next 7 days. So we go from a Monday to a Monday, but if there are promotions, we throw that out there too. So let's go with the top 10 music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday. What made the big buzz? So with that being said, let's go through and say what is happening right now music-wise. And I was so thankful that I got a chance to stop through here to do my show on location. And it looks like it's a fun atmosphere because I got food and everything else going on over here. So, anyway, my thing is, right now, I'm so glad that I got a chance to stop through. Indian Hills has a nice little barbecue going on at the pavilion, which is great. I'm on the air right now. You go sit down. You see, so you stay here. So what that is going on right now is a lot. Hold on. Get off of that phone and sit down.
Sit down.
I'm on the phone doing the program. Get off the phone. Sit down. Sit down. Don't touch the phone.
So you stay here with me.
So anyway, we're getting things together. So, anyway, as we get some things together, all right, let us now take a look at what's going on. I'm going to start with the 440 phone number. 440, you're on live. How are you doing this evening?
I'm all right. How you doing? What's going on out there in Radio Land to everybody? This is Valanda. This is Brenda A. Fulmer out there talking to each and every one on this Memorial Day. How is everybody doing out there?
Everybody is doing good. There's children running around. They're barbecuing at the pavilion. I said if we stop here, Indian Hills, I can get a free plate, but sometimes free plates aren't the best thing in society. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on around me, but it's all right. So go right in here because, wait a minute, are you the same Brenda Fulmer that would probably be at the hip-hop workshop this week?
Yes, that's me. This is Valanda, this is Brenda Fulmer. That's me.
Okay.
That's me.
Yes, indeed. So tell me
about... How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Okay.
So how are you doing on this Memorial Day?
I'm doing okay. Lay back, relax. For change.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Tell me what else is happening in your direction. What would you like to talk about this evening?
What I like to talk about this evening is family, since this is Memorial Day and veterans. It's mostly set on veterans that they fought for their country, all angles, Army, Air Force, Marine, and Navy, and the National Guard as well. Just pray for them because they're the ones that are fighting for our country and their families as well. And you know, just pray for each one another because we're living in a time right now that we live in the last evil days, okay? All I can say out there in Radio Land, watch your surroundings. I always tell my girls this and their families, watch as well as pray. Watch as well as pray, okay, everybody? Everybody say that your friend is not your friend. Be careful. Be careful, okay, who you
You're right.
Hang around
Be careful.
Because It's a jealous mentality going on right about now. I don't know what's wrong with people now. It's a jealous mentality going on right now. And we got to pray for each other. No matter if it's a good day or a bad day, don't stop praying because it's bad. You got to keep on praying and pressing your way each and every day of your life. And, yeah, I do have a praise report. I went to go see the group Fire this weekend at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and I met each and every one of those young men. So respected, very respected. They sung with a number 10 on the billboards in the world. It's number one on the billboards in the whole entire world. Jesus.
What's their name again?
Fix it. Jesus, he will fix it.
Mm.
No matter what you're going through, he will fix it.
Mm. Thank you.
So you can go to all your friends and tell them, talk and text them. But I know a man named Jesus. He can do anything. He never sleeps or slumbers. He always got the time to fix it. Because remember, he has all power in his hand. All power. Not some, not half through the night, not down the middle. He got it all in his hands. Because guess what? He got the whole world in his hands. How about that?
All right. Thank you so much.
They were really good, Al. Very good. The concert was good. They had the Reverend Twyman and the Bless the Hope Mass Choir and the Praise Team. Mary Glover and Willie Glover and company was singing. And I did see one of the True Believers. Like I said, my dad had a group back in the day. And he had asked me, he didn't even know my dad had passed. And I said, my dad had been gone for 12 years, and he asked me how many was left in the group. I said, it's only three original guys is left in the group. And I will name the three that are living. The original three are still living and founder of the group, as well as my dad was the founder of the Seven Travelers. It's Curtis Grisby, Billy Palmer, that's my uncle.
Okay.
My dad's brother, and Hemp's last name is Short, Hemp Short, and we want to pray for him. I don't know if you're out there in radio land, Hemp, him and your god sister, pray for him. He just lost his mother 3 weeks ago.
Mm.
He just buried his mother, so keep him in your prayers when you're praying tonight, okay? Hemp
right.
Short is his name. That's the three original Seven Travelers are living on this earth right now. So, like I said, I had a great time. But you know what? I'm going to give another announcement. You're probably going to hear on the radio station at L. I would say WERE, which is 1380 AM. I think it is a 1360, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
On Sundays, and it do come on in the evening time. That Harvey Watkins and a Canton Spirit from Canton, Mississippi, will be here in Cleveland. I don't know the direct place it's going to be. Just listen to your radio station and watch your flyers as you go, you know, beyond when you're going each and every day out the door, morning and afternoon and night, okay? Radio.
Okay.
Audience. So, okay. How have you been doing?
I've been well. I've been well.
Okay. God bless you. Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hey, like I say, I appreciate everything. Kind of live on location a little bit, letting the phone do the walking and the talking. Managed to raid Indian Hills for this evening for something that was on the rib. Managed to raid another beautiful place for food earlier this afternoon. So it's been one of those busy working days. Let me go to the 440 with the 732 number. 440 with the 732. How you doing?
Man, I'm feeling blessed, man. What's happening?
I'm doing great. Talk to me, brother.
What's going on, man? I'm calling from a different number. My phone not on right now. It'll be on.
It happens
tomorrow.
To all of us.
It's just, yeah, one day. Happy holidays, everyone. Shout out to all the veterans, you know. Excited for the workshop, you know what I'm saying, coming up. It's just like, man, this social media stuff be crazy, man. I've been seeing some crazy stuff. I seen this one dude get robbed. Like the World Star Hip Hop. World Star Hip Hop be showing some crazy stuff, man. I seen some stuff where dude, he was just out posted, and these two dudes, I don't know if it was in this country or not though, they just he fought back, but at the same time though, the dude he fought back with was a coward and stuff, put out a strap and just shot him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Multiple times dude rolled over. Like they showing a bunch of stuff on World Star. I mean, it's been going on, though, but it's just crazy, though, to see how stuff be happening and stuff. And then, like, you know, all these tragedies, like the tragedy that's been going on, notice none of our brothers, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to brown skin, bronze men, not committing these crimes, though, and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Though it's, like, 19 children being shot up plus the two adults, you know what I'm saying, it's nonsense. And then like the one dude thinking he in Call of Duty, some type of young racist, you know what I'm saying. And at the same time, the people he was shooting, you know what I mean, was a lot of them were women, and they were like middle aged women.
Right.
So like when I think about stuff like that, I think about like damn, I could have been like my mother, you know what I'm saying, shot up in there, you know what I mean. So we definitely got. We gotta stay focused, be aware. We gotta stay positive and dangerous at the same time, because there's a bunch of nonsense going on. It speak about this in the Book of Revelations.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? It does.
Yeah.
And another thing, I've been having issues as far as with the police knocking on my door. Yeah. Like, why is you knocking on my door? Like, especially at wee hours in the morning. Now, mind you, I've talked with certain people, you know what I'm saying, inside the BMA organization about this matter and stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've addressed this, so a lot of ones that's aware know about it. For the ones that don't know, my mama Duke's been going through a situation with, you know what I'm saying, an evil sister of hers where, you know what I'm saying? It's just been backlash, a bunch of nonsense and stuff. This case, really, real talk, is going into double jeopardy, because it's how can a person be tried for the same case when they've already been acquitted for it?
Mm-hmm.
That's where this is going. So everybody know where that's going. Like, when there's evidence and everything of that nature provided, you know what I'm saying? The people was able to witness and realize this, and that's why I'm putting it out there, because first of all, this is my mama Dukes. I'll be damned if somebody try to, you know what I'm saying, F over my mama Dukes, especially when I know a lot of other people know that she's a good, noble woman, you know what I mean? So this just deals with a different personal family issue. You know, in the past, you know what I'm saying, I've had certain family issues and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You got certain ones in your family that just try to, they just hateful. They just hateful. They just jealous. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, though, you know what I'm saying? I got lovable people in my family. Like, I'm chilling with my cousins right now. You know what I'm saying? I have an awesome family. Don't get it twisted. Though there's certain ones, you know what I'm saying? You know, you have to kick the goats out. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, the ones they talk about, in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch out for those, you know what I mean? Though, long story short, my whole thing is Judge Pinky Carr.
Okay, tell me about that judge.
Yes, Judge Pinky Carr is the one that's presiding over my mother's case dealing with a personal issue with her sister. And so far, you know, it's been told that she's really incapable. She's been looked at as far as with getting treatment and things of that nature and stuff. I don't know if people know that when the COVID hit, you know, the Justice Center was closed down. So a lot of stuff was that was being done was doing was being done through virtual. At that point, though, it was the whole virtual thing was not even set up. The whole virtual system when it comes to meeting with the judge and stuff, though. Though this lady, this is how fried she is. She went, you know, people who were supposed to come in, though, because of delay of COVID thing, she went around going, putting out warrants on people and stuff like that, you know, even dealing with the whole COVID situation. And she blamed it on, I think she said she's going senile or she haven't had enough sleep or something like that. Whatever. If you got some issues, like get yourself that help and everything. Don't put it on nobody else though. But at the same time though, do justice right though. Do justice right. And like, you know what I'm saying? You've been that bitch for a long time. Apparently, you know what I'm saying, you got comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Don't get too comfortable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Better not get too comfortable. Like, facts though. It's like, it's time for her to get off the bench. She's still on the bench. Someone recently posted something on my Facebook and said, oh, she's still on the bench and stuff. She's not on the bench.
I thought she was.
And all I did was tell that person, that's not true.
Okay.
I told that person, that's not true. I'm going to leave it at that when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's not true. I got documents. You know what I mean? This person also, like, look, I said I'm going to leave it at that, but at the same time, though, beforehand, it was an issue. You know what I'm saying? Now, and I kept it cool. At the same time, my only thing is I got mad love and respect for this person and stuff like that. But just keep your respect. If we fight on the same team, make sure that's being make sure that's being known and everything. Don't when I get out there and address the issue, best believe Major Cap got his facts, evidence, and proof and everything. So make sure whenever you come on my Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you come in correct. You know what I'm saying? If you don't got nothing encouraging to say, don't say nothing at all. If you ain't talking about no money, don't say nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? You ain't giving no likes or no hearts, don't say nothing at all, though. But you know what I'm saying? And the type of person and leadership that you hold, you know what I'm saying? It's a shame. So I just ask that person to better they self. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. We keep it silent. We fat. You know what I'm saying? This is all the organization will be doing and everything. So, like I said, Pinky Carr, she's still on the bench.
Okay.
And right now she's being, is that the right word? Reprimanded? Yeah, she's being reprimanded. Yeah, she's being, it's a decision where they want her to be on the bench, whether she's being, rather for her to be suspended for 6 months or 2 years. My thing is, what I posted, you know what I'm saying, I like to be off the bench, period. It's about, her time is up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She needs to sit down, retire. You know, the time is up and everything. It's a new age, things of that nature and stuff. Don't nobody got time for people on the bench that's supposed to have a mental control of decisions and stuff doing fluke nonsense. So,
you're right.
Pinky Carr, you need to get off the bench. Quit messing with my mama. Facts. And, like, you know, you, whoever prosecutors, you know what I'm saying, you got against me and my peoples, y'all know y'all didn't, like, messed up, literally. So, with that being said, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, man, just stay alert, man, and be aware. Like I said, you know, fight for the right cause. Fight for your peoples and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And don't bash none of your peoples, man. Don't bash your brothers, your sisters. Don't bash none of them. You know what I'm saying? We all in the same situation together and stuff like that. I don't care what nobody done been through. Everybody done went through a struggle. Everybody complaining and everything. You know what I'm saying, though? If we gonna do something, big and better ourselves and everything, we got to be on a higher page, and we got to be on a better level and a more profession, you know what I'm saying? And if that person, you know what I'm saying, had any info, if that person had, you know what I'm saying, wanted to know any info, all that person had to do was just give me a call. It didn't have to, you know what I'm saying, go the way you did. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I'm going to keep that silent. If that person want to come out and, you know what I'm saying, and address their half and everything, so be it. Like, I got document. I got the information, text messages, and everything about how the whole ordeal went down and everything. And everybody can see and evidence to show that I definitely was not in the wrong. I'm just talking up for myself. I'm a male. Mm-hmm. I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody tell me what to do and what to say. But at the end of the day, it's how you conduct it and how you perceive yourself, though. So a person just coming off of just, you know what I'm saying, because you were angry about something or you just want to target me. I'm not saying you want to target me, though, but at the same time, though, I did. I felt like, you know what I'm saying, you on some fried that I don't know what you want. And that, like, every time, as a matter of fact, when I see you in a room, I peek up demeanor and stuff. I peek up demeanor and everything. Like, it's like you show love, but at the same time, you keep disclosure and stuff like that. Don't do that, because, like, I'm going to, like, and then at the same time, you come on my platform. So at the same time, like, I'm going to weigh in on it, though. You know what I'm saying? I can address whatever I want to say on my platform. So, like I said, that person did the best thing they did was to get their stuff off the page and stuff. Like, I don't like facts, though. You know what I'm saying? I posted something the other day. I was like, what was it? It's on my Facebook. You know what I'm saying? But
it was real in depth.
It's funny how, you know what I'm saying, this situation just popped up recently about that, though. But at the end of the day, I wish the best for that person. Made that person better they self, though. But, like, let it stay where it lay. You know what I'm saying? And humble yourself. All right. This Major Taps. Like I said, we got Team event coming up. The FX Jam. Come out, bring your canned goods. We doing this for the people in need. You know, some people around our community, around, you know, our ward, First Ward. You know what I'm saying? We brought everybody out. Everybody can come out. We're going to have a good time. Say the drama for you. No, I ain't like
no, I got
say
you.
The drama. We're coming out having a good time. We will definitely be escorted. You know what I'm saying? We will have security on deck, all of that. You know what I mean? And, like, just on the strength. Like, just come on and have a good time. Because, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have a live DJ. We're going to have live performances and stuff. I would have to fly her out this week, this up-and-coming week and everything. May everybody have a blessed. But we're still going to we're gonna call it a day, whatever, day and night, whatever, though. But everybody, I'm talking to my people and stuff. Like, look, everybody have a blessed day. Yeah, have a blessed day and night. Stay blessed. You know what I mean? And we will talk to you. We will talk to everyone later for Pride ENT. Everybody come up to the hip hop workshop. And let's keep on moving, man. Come on. Let's keep stuff.
Right.
Let's put out positive energy instead of negative energy. All right. Yeah. One.
Man, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I was going to give you a top 10 list, but our phone callers are taking priority. Big shout out to the whole entourage who came down to a major event. I'll get to all of that. Definitely had to give shout out to Uno Numero, Queen Vanessa's Fashions. Had to do that this evening. Smart move on myself. Let me go to 216-270. How you doing out there?
Hello?
You're on live.
Yes, this is Dantes Taylor. Come on out to the 20th Annual Gospel Fest Explosion 2022 anniversary. There will be at Hayes Temple, Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station on 93rd and Kinsman. Come on out. It's Sunday, June 26, 2022. Doors open at 2, dinner starts at 2:30. First program starts at 4, and the host will be Ronnie Beans, The Unforgiven. And the second show will be none other than Lois Swanson will be hosting the second show at 7:15. And tickets are $15, until June 15, 2022. Then it go up to $20. Yes, and our special guest group is the Fleshman Singers. All the way from Clean Ohio, we have Reverend Pamela and Pinky Butts. All the way from Clean Ohio, we have the Chosen Vessels. All the way from Clean Ohio, we have the Vision of Angels Praise Team. We have Major Taps going to be there and many, many more groups and soloists. And we have a presentation going on. And in the kitchen, we'll be open to sell dinners, too. For more information or your early bird special tickets, you can call Dantes Taylor at 216-270-2019. Call me. Or you can call T&M Christian Bookstore at 216-541-0002. Yes, come on out and join us. We need your help. We need your support and guidance. Call us because I have a deal for anybody that call me from Blog Talk Radio. Anybody that call me from Blog Talk Radio can get a great deal on these tickets now.
Okay.
Now, anybody from Blog Talk Radio. You have until June 6th to call me so you can get this great deal. Great deal. It's a great deal for all people on Blog Talk Radio. When you call, you say man in the streets and you get this great deal that's coming up and everything else. And we're gonna have a great time and a great atmosphere. And I hope to see you out here and the Art McCoy Common Sense Show. He will be at this great event. He will be there live with his great show, and because we have a great presentation, and it's something that you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss. It's some things that's going on. And get your tickets now. We need you to buy your tickets now so it can be a sold-out show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And God bless you, and have a nice and pleasant day. And we hope to see you out here at this great show because this is going to be the biggest show in the city. And it's the only show I know that's going on the 26th of June. So come on out. And I would like to announce that who's running for president of the United States of America is Reverend Pamela M. Pinky Butts is running for the United States of America president. Of the United States of America, and she's a dedicated and hardworking woman. And I am stepping up to be her campaign manager to run this campaign to be the fullest campaign ever. So come on out and support Reverend Pamela and Pinky Butts. Her number is 216-548-0820, and we will be putting some forms together and everything else, and we will be traveling. So come on out and help us win the United States of America presidency.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Thank you so much, man.
God bless everybody on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget to listen to the Art McCoy Show from 5 to 7 on Sunday.
Thank you.
And God bless.
I appreciate that very much, man. This has been nothing but information given this fine evening. While I stop, got to give a shout out to Queen Danielle Woods. A lot of things she did when Mama Porter was alive. Made sure that everything was everything like it was supposed to be. That was greatly appreciated. I also want to give a shout out to to Dara Gary. Her homegoing is June 4th, 11 a.m. at Lakeside Baptist Church. That is at 12600 East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. 12600 East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. The repast will be... And so, anyway, letting you all know what's going on the air right now. Fidere Gary is jumping off at the pavilion over here, and that's nice. It's real nice. But Fidere Gary, Homegoing is June the 4th. That's Saturday morning at 11 a.m. at Lakeside Baptist Church, 12600 East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. The repast will be held at Mitchell's at 1:30. 24900 Euclid, Ohio, 44117. Theodore Gary, she was the one who Mama Porter, she told Mama Porter to move to Indian Hills, suggested it in 2017. Mama Porter did. I want to give an infamous shout-out to Jamil. Brother Jamil, you call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air. It has been a very interesting evening as well. Thought I'd get some air and a few other things, and I did, and it's been interesting being around people out here. It's been very interesting. Got the idea to do more of these type of pop-up shows from doing live things with Art McCoy Radio, which is excellent. Let me give you a top 10 music and entertainment Monday to a Monday while I kick back. Enjoy the air and a few other things. I'll give you a top 10 in music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday. Music and entertainment. Number 10, The Actual Tannis was Aboriginal Negro. Number 9, debuting Classic Rock at West 25th Open Air Market, which was last Saturday. Number 8, debuting Tremont Festival. Number 7, moving up, Joseph Motley Jr., about three new songs that just hit out on YouTube. Number 6, Facebook opening showing. Number 5, debuting Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop. Number 224 and other events. What other events? Well, let's go there and figure that out. As so far, you will have Saturday, June 4th, 2022, 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. Enter from Chester Euclid Avenue and go to large room number 136. Now, the thing is, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m., Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. You can be mean, but keep it clean. Radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ Dollar Rock, tributes, hip-hop, plus Ronnie B's Hip-Hop Workshop News, the Freestyle Cypher, and more at Cleveland State University, the Black Studies Program, special large room number 136. You can enter from Euclid or Chester Avenue, plus a video premiere on the big screen, and never has a free show given so much free stuff away, including 10 copies of Commander-in-Chief. Might as well, since we're up on that 7th album of Anti-Music Industry. Plus, there'll be acts such as Lalo Flex and King Art from the Coast to Coast Mixtapes Tour, Shalanda, and Selena Figueroa. And that's also June 4th, 8 p.m., the Black Talk Table, BWE Entertainment Special Edition. June 11th, Roe v. Wade, Women's March Cleveland at 11 a.m., City Hall Steps. June 18th, Edgewater Park, BWE Birthday Party for Ronnie B. and Al Porter Jr. from 3 to 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. June 19th, DJ Cowboy Birthday Party Father's Day Party at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, 1 to 8 p.m. So those are a lot of things that are going on that people need to know. Now, number 4, Facebook, Bone Thugs and Harmony, last Saturday at the Agora. Number 3, moving up, the Musketeers Human Trafficking Event, which was yesterday at the Ken Ferguson Event Center, live streamed to 5 different countries, and Art McCoy Radio as well. Number 2, moving up, Junior Blessington, Forward Movement album debut at the Foundry last Friday. Man in the Street hosted. Number 1, for 2 weeks, all Memorial Day events. So at least we know there'll be a new number 1 by next week. What will it be? We're not really sure. Let me go check out my phone line. Like I say, I am enjoying myself quite well. I am. I feel like we've gotten a lot of information that is out there. we're about to film a music video soon. You're probably trying to figure out, oh, yeah, what's the music video going to be? Well, I can at least tell you that the music video from Anti-Music Industry, which will either be the third or fourth, probably the third video off of that album. We might hit out with another video or two from different albums or projects, but the third music video that will come out will be this song, Sheriff Kilroy, HJS Music, G-O-D.
Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards, G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh, that I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop? Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G, reverse, G-O-D. Took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black flea collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm Funkadelic. HGS Live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. 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 Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
All right. So, we're having a nice time right now. And my thing is, as we do what we're supposed to do right now and enjoy everything that is happening in the place, I want to thank you all. I do. Didn't know children and elders could act like they do, but they're having a good time. I want to let people know that opponents line up against bail reform as cash bail gets cleared for the ballot. The Ohio House and Senate approved a measure to send a cash bail proposal to the ballot. The resolution, which orders judges to consider public safety when setting the monetary provisions of bail, will come before voters in November as a proposed constitutional amendment. Meanwhile, opponents lined up against a different wide-ranging bail reform measure in the House Criminal Justice Committee. That reform measure has been the subject of negotiations for more than a year, and lawmakers kicked off the hearing with a wave of new amendments, making tweaks to preempt the objections they expected to hear. In some cases, that went pretty well. Lisa DeJeter of the Ohio Domestic Violence Network, for instance, noted those changes crossed two of their three complaints off the list, but others remain steadfast in their opposition. The proposed would de-emphasize cash bail as a way for defendants to secure their release ahead of trial. And unsurprisingly, people in the bail industry push back on the idea. Woody Fox, who owns a bail agency of the same name, argued bail agents play an important but unseen role in the criminal justice system. We provide an option to ensure these charged with crimes will return to families and employment. We also ensure that victims and accusers can face the defendants in court, and agents have financial skin in the game to ensure criminal justice processes can play out. All this is done at no additional cost and the taxpayers, because bail agents are on the hook for the bond amount if a defendant doesn't show up. He argued they have a vested interest in making sure these defendants appear. Fox contends he and other bail agents would be effectively eliminated from the criminal justice system if the legislation passes. Another bail agent argued provisions capping bail at 25% of monthly income would make it difficult to attract surety companies to underwrite bail contracts. Committee members also heard opposition from prosecutors and law enforcement. Speaking for the latter, Warren County Sheriff Larry Sims argued the measure amounts to automatic release for a wide array of offenses. I just ask all of you if you would consider what those additional unintended consequences are when they come back in and they're committing crimes in those same neighborhoods, Sims argued. So to set an automatic release, I think it's careless. What the legislation actually does is direct the judge, though, to presume a defendant should be released without putting down cash, commonly known as release on personal reconnaissance, unless the prosecution can prove more restrictive conditions are necessary. This kind of rebuttal presumption is common in courtrooms. The idea is central to Ohio's so-called stand your ground law, for instance, and more generally, the idea of defendants being innocent until proven guilty is a core tenet of the American justice system. Speaking on behalf of the Ohio Prosecuting Attorneys Association, Gallia County Prosecutor James Holden made a similar point, but from a different direction. He argued the measure's ceiling for cash bail invites fraud. Let's just call it what it is, he said. No bail, despite an amendment nearly doubling the cap if prosecutors can show a defendant lied about their income, Holden argued it's not a good enough deterrent. In Gallia County, he said, just a guy again in the trenches that sees this stuff every day. There's rarely a number on an indigency affidavit other than zero. Many of his arguments took this practical approach. So the measure's emphasis on pretrial detention, which is already allowed under Ohio law instead of cash bail, means more hearings, which in turn means more expense. Those hearings, he warned, could also be a venue for defendants to call victims to the stand and push for discovery ahead of trial. But pressed by the bill's sponsor, Holmgren admitted he'd never pursued one of the pretrial detention hearings the measure favors. Despite the opposition, Representative Bill Seitz, Republican, Cincinnati, sounded upbeat shortly after the committee hearing. While Seitz is not listed among the bill's 40-plus co-sponsors from both sides of the aisle, he was the driving force behind the raft of amendments added to the measure a couple Wednesdays ago. It's not likely for the bill to gain approval by summer recess, Seitz said, as the constitutional amendment seems likely to do, but he still sees a path forward for the legislation. We're trying to emphasize, as I've emphasized, as the Attorney General has emphasized and others, that this works very nicely with the constitutional amendment. The two are not incompatible with one another. It's just very important to get it right because this bill is over 200 pages long. And anything that big, there's bound to be some little things that need change. So those are some of the things that's going on that you probably hadn't heard of or didn't know. My thing is, we appreciate everybody who tunes in. You don't have to. As I look back, I appreciate anybody who wanted to call back. You could call back, hang up or call back to be on air, but I got through everybody on the first round, and I'm glad. So my thing is to sit back and enjoy life as it is. It was very, very nice. You know, we talk about Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting with alongside East Cleveland Council Vice President Ernest Dale Smith, Hayes Floral Arrangements. Got to give a shout out to them. I was with them earlier on doing work. I had to, for the simple fact It was Memorial Day, and they sell a lot of flowers. That's a blessing for them. Better enjoy your elders while they're still alive. You have to enjoy them. So I want to at least say, if you're looking for floral arrangements from Hayes, 216-334-9820. That's 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. 216-761-4895. And letting people know that East Cleveland, the Hayes, Pastor Reed from the Rock AME Zion Church. I think the Rock Church is this coming Sunday, 10:30 a.m. The doors open up. Service is an hour of power. But East Cleveland is now in the midst of using a license plate reader system in an effort to reduce crime and hopefully reduce the need for potentially hazardous police chases. East Cleveland Police Chief Scott Gardner told News 5 that his city was involved in 105 police chases in just the first 120 days, 2022. Gardner said he's in favor of the test run on a license plate reader system provided by Flock Safety. The system was paid for with grant money issued to East Cleveland. East Cleveland Councilman Nathaniel Martin, East Cleveland President, who has met with us all also, agrees the system shows promise in curtailing crime and the need for police pursuits. We're trying everything we can to prevent unnecessary chases, especially for minor traffic offenses, Martin said. We're trying it, we will evaluate it, and in about 6 months to a year, we'll know if we want to continue to have it or not. It will pinpoint that exact type of car in a crime. We want the police to not chase unnecessarily. So with the technology, it helps us to do that. I can guarantee that it's not obtrusive to privacy. If you're doing the right thing, if you're driving and you have the right paperwork, you're okay. Holly Balkin, Flock Safety Public Relations spokesperson, told News 5 that their license plate reader system has been effective in other cities and communities. When a vehicle passes, it takes a quick still picture of the license plate, Balkin said. We know from the International Association of the Chiefs of Police that 7 in 10 crimes are actually committed with a vehicle. We have seen communities and agencies report that they have had less need to use sometimes dangerous pursuits because they know that they'll get the investigative evidence in the form of that picture of the license plate. But East Cleveland Councilwoman Patricia Blachowiak doesn't believe the license plate reader is a good idea since it takes data on every car on the road, data that could be the subject of a data breach that could hurt innocent residents. Blachowiak is also concerned the system could produce misreads, cause the police to pull over innocent drivers. I was not for it from the beginning. If it were just aimed at somebody they were chasing and they were concerned had done some horrible crime, that's one thing. But when it's everybody going down the street, we've already gotten complaints that people are being stopped and are being accused of being somebody they aren't. Blachowiak says she'd rather see East Cleveland pass legislation similar to a law she said is having an impact in Philadelphia, which limits traffic stops for minor offenses. The law stops the police from stopping people for minor offenses. For example, people are stopped because they have one headlight out, Blachowiak said. With fewer traffic stops, there will be fewer police chases. So let's try to decrease the anxiety by decreasing the number of stops. We need to stop the high-speed chases. We just stop them now. We must. Yeah, reader can be good because if something is happening, though, they can do what's necessary to stop it. Blachowiak says she hopes to have the Philadelphia-inspired legislation up for a vote in East Cleveland City Hall later this summer. You know, you should have had that done first. You know, if that had been done first, it would have been okay. But it wasn't. And that's it in a nutshell. It wasn't done. My thing is, you make a stab that somebody's trying to do something maybe the right way. That's it. I'll tell you what I'll do. Since we're looking at everything, Hip Hop Workshop is this Saturday. I'm going to close out on this track since Black House Sound will be on the Hip Hop Workshop radio show tomorrow at 8 p.m. Let's go with this particular song. Just Because, and this was from the second album called The Sheriff. Hip Hop Workshop.
Black House Sound B, man, it's the one for the Hip Hop Workshop. You know what I'm saying? Network style. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
it be that hip hop one stop it be that hip hop one stop yeah we on that one how we put them lyrics on the back to it one how it be that hip hop one stop it be that hip hop one stop yeah we on that one how we put them lyrics on the back to it one. I'm on a different channel, and to it work. Got Motley spitting verses, and to it work. I Motley music surface, look like no commercial. Show will they claim my group was so controversial. Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, off the court, was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland Fest, we going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind. On the day we grind, too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it, said take heed to stop for taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. And Ted opening up his doors. So Cleveland hip hop awards. You think I learned about third boy? You don't support Cleveland artists in which you so concerned for. None of you wanna try to show people become a third boy. One shot, it be that hip hop. One shot, yeah. We on that word. How we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work? How it be that hip hop. One shot, it be that hip hop. One shot, yeah. We on that word. How we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work? How?
BC Neighborhood, Ping Pong, and Chef House. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip-hop show at the EC Theater. The first hip-hop show at the Call and Post building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, poppin' wheelies. In his wheelchair, after we, brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Malika filmed the show. Remember Londie, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Vita Beck, the thoroughbred. It's time to go back, back into rhyme. Back to the future. Back into time. Truth Cap, Spade 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's Bald Head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Flow from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Flu and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be that hip hop workshop. It be that hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work. How we put them lyrics on the bag? Do we work? How it be that hip hop workshop? It be that hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work. How we put them lyrics on the bag? Do we work? Out.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and E-Roll. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep on flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive, 137 shots. That's why I face like a freaking high side. From crooks and cops, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the back. We work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the back until we work out.